From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization says a new vaccine has proven effective against Ebola. WHO Assistant Director Dr. Marie Paul Keeney said Friday that the vaccine so far has been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea.
The data so far, and it's, as I said, an intermediary analysis, and the trial is going on. But the data so far shows that none of the 2,014 persons vaccinated developed Ebola virus disease after 10 days after vaccination.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least 5 people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamboru Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's attack say a number of people were injured as well. Though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. The Islamist militant group has carried out a string of such assaults in the area that have killed hundreds of people in recent weeks. The Afghan Taliban announced Friday that its Supreme Council has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansur as the new chief of the insurgent group. The announcement came one day after the Taliban confirmed reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The new leader served as deputy to Mullah Omar and was the head of the Taliban's political and military affairs division. The Pakistani government announced Thursday the group's ongoing peace talks with the Afghan government have been temporarily postponed. This is VOA News.